Family, what's going on? It's your podcast mentor, Jonathan Jones, here live and in full effect. And I know when it comes to finding different and innovative ways to market your business, right? Getting your business in front of someone, making somebody trust you, hitting them with the trust, like, and know factor, making sure that different people ultimately know what you bring to the table can be difficult. So today I'm going to show you exactly, all right, I'm going to show you exactly how you can market your business. Let's go and kick this episode off. Welcome to the Your Podcast Mentor Show with Jonathan Jones. Here you will learn how to start, launch, and monetize your podcast. In addition to hearing the latest trends and the latest and greatest things happening in the podcast industry. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, so knowing that it's getting around that time, holiday season, right? Holiday season. And one thing that's super cool, because, you know, I like to cover the podcast news, podcast trends, and different things like that. One thing that's really cool is Spotify does this Spotify Wrapped thing, right? Where they let you know if you're a podcaster, how many listens you've gotten, how much time people have taken to listen to your show. And even if you're not a podcast, you listen to music and stuff like that, then they like to uncover who's your favorite artist and things of that nature. So I wanted to just share that with you. So if you have not taken the time to go in and download your stats on Spotify, I would encourage you to do that just so that you're able to see where the listeners are coming from, what people are saying. And then ultimately, if Spotify is a platform that you should be pushing out. Okay. All right. So now, without further ado, let's go ahead and get active. Let's go ahead and get active. So we're talking about marketing the business because I'm a part of a group, right? I'm a part of a group and I'm a part of a community. And the community is called The Morning Meetup, hosted by David Chance. Shout out to my brother, David Chance. Okay, and we had Q&A day today. And people were hopping in the group and they're like, man, I don't know how to market my business. I'm struggling with marketing my business. What do I do when it comes to marketing my business? So I said, you know what? That's a good question. I think I should take that question and help some more people out. So here we are today. And if you're streaming live, right, if you happen to pop in and you have questions, drop your question in the chat box, and then you might be able to get me to answer it live here during this recording. Okay, during this recording. But if this is your first time listening to the Your Podcast Mentor Show, the premise of this show is ultimately to help you establish your platform so that you can profit on purpose from your podcast, right? So when it comes to marketing our business, we have to answer a few questions. We have to answer a few questions. And it makes me think of back in middle school, right? So I went to Kroger, or the local grocery store, and I bought these blue raspberry blow pops. And I'm not sure if, you know, you remember the blue raspberry blow pops, but the blue raspberry blow pops, man, okay, off the chain. I could never eat just one. But after eating the blue raspberry blow pop, then I said, my friends always like these too. Everybody walk around with the blue mouth. So let's see what we can do with these blow pops. Okay. So I go to Kroger, I buy a bag that's $1.50. Well, it was $2 you bought the bag by itself. But they said you get two for $3 if you buy them together. I said, ooh, and I got my Kroger Plus card, let's get it. So I went in, I bought two bags. Then I started just selling them out my backpack, selling them for a quarter, selling them for 50 cents. Then I was able to make my money back and $3 more profit. Why is that story relevant right here and right now? The story is relevant because of this reason, right? All because of this reason. during that time, I got sat down in the principal's office. He said, he told my dad, he called my dad up to school. He said, Mr. Jones, your son is out here selling blow pops. And I was like, I don't see the issue. And I looked at my dad and I was like, well, dad, isn't this the point of why we go to school? So we can learn how to make money? And I'm making money right now. So what's the issue? Right. So after the principal took the blow pops from me, I'm like, man, he tripping. But after he took the blow pops from me, I sat there and I was kind of upset because I was like, man, I was getting money. You know, I'm in middle school. I can't get no real job. Like, what am I supposed to do? The first thing that you should do in this situation, my friend, you have to identify your skill set. A lot of us are out here and we think we have businesses, but a lot of us are just doing stuff to make money. But we haven't honed in on what is our skill set. Identify your skill set. At that point in time, I didn't realize my skill set was the gift of gab, the gift of communicating. And as I'm sitting there listening and walking through this episode with you, I'm realizing that I was selling blow pops in middle school. Then later when I got to high school, I was working at the grocery store where I was a checker, where I was doing, you know, doing the customer service thing. Then later I went and I was working at Finish Line selling shoes, Foot Locker selling shoes, Coach selling purses. Since then, I've been paid to speak and coach and teach. So you have to identify your skill set, which should then help you get to a business concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your skill set more than likely is an area, not more than likely, your skill set is an area that will help you inform you about your what your business should be. Okay, so first things first, we have to identify our skill set, okay? And then after we identify our skill set, like me, like I said, I found and took the time. I got a coach and stuff like that. But after identifying that skill set, then the thing that comes next is, so we'll take the skill set of me speaking, right? And when I first started out speaking, I couldn't realize why I wasn't getting any engagements. I was like, why don't nobody want to hear me speak? Like, why can't I get no speaking gigs? Like, what's happening? What's the problem? And then I took a step back. And then I started to realize, okay. So ET, motivational speaker, he's getting paid. He has I don't want to say yelling at people, but he's like aggressive. So I'm like, okay, that's him. Okay, good. Good for him. Then I started thinking about Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has a different type of communication. But also, Tony Robbins was getting paid as well. And I'm like, okay, Tony Robbins is cooking also. Okay. So then I started going down the line. Tony Robbins, Lisa Nichols, Mel Robbins, seeing all of these people's different style, but then I had to get clear. And this is what I'm encouraging you on. After you identify what your skill set is, the next thing is you have to find the gap. You just got to find the gap through research, right? I looked up as I was speaking to the colleges and universities. And then a few years later, then I started speaking primarily to student athletes because there is a gap there. There are very few people that I see now in the student athlete development space who are providing a value to take student athletes to the next level. I said, that's a gap. There's people like Jen Fry, who's DEI, and she is killing that space. There's people like Walk On Nation. Shout out to Tristan and shout out to Mike, who are doing a wonderful, holistic program for student athletes. But there was a gap because there are certain people who were covering certain topics. My guy, Will Baggett, teaching student athletes and other execs how to be a professional presence. So there's certain people doing certain things, but the gap for me was I'm teaching student athletes how to be successful in the career space through podcasting. That's the gap for me. Showing them how they can take a podcast and why that can compete with the internship. Right? So find the gap in your space, in your industry, but you have to do the research. You have to look. You have to talk to people. You have to get on phone calls. You have to email. You have to do informational interviews. If you don't do this information, if you don't do these activities, you can't expect to get the information. And then after you do the research, because the research is like the legwork. You're running around, getting information, talking to people. This one doesn't really cost you much but time. Yeah, this one doesn't cost you much but time. By the way, shout out to Tackle What's Next. Tackle What's Next. I appreciate them for the hat. And shout out to my man, Tony Bishop, man. Eat or get eight. Look, eat or get eight. Shout out to him for the sweater, for the hoodie. Yeah, eat or get eight. My college teammate, we did some things in 09 with Richland. Let's get it. But the next level that has to come for you is you now have to take the challenge of doing your homework. But homework now looks like investing. Because you did the research to see where the gap is in the industry. Now you have to do your homework to see who can help you. Now you have to see who can help you ultimately be successful and who can help you get the insight that you need to push your business out there. For me, the homework looked like getting with a coach named Kendall Ficklin. Coach Kendall, who I was introduced to, a teammate of mine, former teammate. And I sat with Coach Kendall Ficklin and I talked with him and I saw what he was doing, speaking at schools, speaking at corporations. And I said, I want to be like Coach Kendall. I want to speak like that. So then I made the decision to invest working with Coach Kendall. I invested. Right? And through me investing, he started to show me the blueprint. He started to show me how to get speaking gigs. He started to show me how to get contracts and how to get deals. If your business is not successful and you want people to be patrons of your business, you have to ask yourself, whose business have you been a patron of? It's a law that whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. So if you don't sow anything, you can't expect to reap anything in return. Okay, let's keep on going. After you figure out who you need to do some research on and where you need to invest, then the next thing is, before I get to this next point, I just want to let you all know, okay, if this content is adding value to you whatsoever, I would encourage you first and foremost to subscribe to the channel on YouTube, Jonathan Jones Speaks. You can just type that on youtube.com/ Jonathan Jones Speaks, subscribe to the channel. And then make sure to hit the bell so that you get notified every time that we go live, right? Every time we go live, hit that bell, you'll know. But also, I just created this page. It's one of those buymeacoffee.com pages, okay? So you can go to buymeacoffee.com/ Jonathan Jones. And you can, if you want to leave me a tip or if you want to just, you know, support me in that way, feel free to go to buymeacoffee.com/ Jonathan Jones. And there you can buy me a coffee or you can buy me an eggnog because I like eggnog and stuff like that. But just want to give you all that brief commercial break right there. But the next thing I want you to identify is this right here. With your business, you have to identify What can you create? What can you create for someone who's out there who has successfully lost 200, 300, 50, 20, 30 pounds, and they're continuing to see that result? That's a transformation that they can create for someone else. So you want to identify, what's the transformation that you can create? What's the transformation? Can you create the transformation of ultimately showing somebody how to go from zero to six figures? Can you create the transformation of helping somebody go from not being protected to having an LLC? Can you go from showing somebody from zero followers to 50 Instagram followers? Think about the transformation that you can create. And then when you hone in on that, that allows you the opportunity now to show up big. Because a lot of people are doing a lot of talking on social media. Buy my book, listen to my podcast, book me to speak, buy my consulting services, buy from me, 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 me. But they don't, they're not creating a transformation. They're just telling you why you should buy. They're not showing you what they've created. If you create a community of single parents, and then you're creating a space to where they can come and have conversations every week, I can see somebody paying for that. If you know that there is a divorce rate that is in between 50 to 60% in the United States, and you know that you've successfully been married for 5, 10, 15, 20, 3, 6 years, and then you begin to create a community where married people can come and have those conversations and then help them get to a resolution, that's a transformation that you're creating for legacy. All right. So begin to think about, what can you create? For me, what can I create? I help you start, launch, and monetize your podcast. Start, launch, and monetize. Wherever, any of those phases. I can come in, help you clean up the audio. I can come in, help you do the video editing. I can come in and show you multiple ways of how your specific podcast niche can be monetized. Period. What can you create? And then the last point I just have for you is this. Last point I have for you is this. After you identify what you can create, come close. Help one person. Help one person. I'm not talking about 5. I'm not talking about 10. I'm not talking about 20. I want you to help one. Numero uno. One person. John, why just one person? But John, but I'm trying to get a cult-like following like Russell Brunson. John, I'm trying to get my ClickFunnel game up. But John, I'm trying to create a massive following. But John, I need this and I need that and I need a baseball bat. I need all these people to follow me. I want to have 100,000 followers. I want to have 1 million subscribers. If you have all of those people following you, but you haven't taken the time to identify your skill set, what's the business concept? They're not going to buy from you. If you haven't taken the time to find the gap in the industry and you just start doing what everybody else is doing, they're not going to buy. If you have not done your homework and you haven't invested in a place to help you get clarity, get clear, to where you know what you're packaging up, ain't nobody gonna buy. And then when you know what you're creating, when you know what you're creating, you know who it's for, which I talked about in another video, talking about finding your podcast audience. When you know what you're creating, you know what their pain points are. When you know what you're creating, you know what's keeping people up at night. You know how much they're willing to spend on it. You know why you're the person for the job based on your qualifications. And then when you help that one person, you serve them faithfully. You pour in, you over-deliver, you nurture and nurture and nurture and nurture that person. They're going to tell their friends. And if you got somebody who is willing to invest, more than likely they hang out with other people who would be willing to invest at least one other person. So then that one turns to two. Then those two begin to multiply and that turns into four. And then those four turn into eight. But if we never nurture the first person, the book that I read, the good book, the Holy Bible, it says, if you're faithful over few, I will make you a ruler over many. If you're faithful over few, I'll make you a ruler over many. John, what are you saying? I'm saying this, okay? If you have a question, I need you to go to yourpodcastmentor.com and then you can scroll down to the very bottom. Well, you don't have to scroll. It should be on your right-hand side at the bottom. There's a microphone. Click that microphone and then submit your question so I can answer it on our podcast Q&A with JJ. All right. Submit your question and we'll see if we can get you answered. The second thing I want to share with you all is this. Hello, hello, hello. Gloria Pearl Jones. Good to see you. Good to see you and good to be seen. Hey, hey. The second thing I want to share with you all is, like I said before, we have the buy me a coffee up now. So if you feel like, you know, just being generous in this holiday season, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/Jonathan Jones. I just got it up. So I'm in the process of adding the stuff and making the tweaks. But I wanted to put it up and just share with you all. So if, you know, if I've blessed you or whatever, feel free, you know, to buy me a coffee or eggnog or whatever. But at the end of the day, the best way to market your business, right, is by going through this framework. Identify the skill set. Find the gap through research. Do the homework of knowing who to invest in, why they're the coach for you, why they're the fit for you. Then identifying what can you create. We have to know we can create. Then after we help one person, the next thing you want to do is just begin to be a sponge. Be a sponge. Ask that person questions. Why did you come to me? What is it that you need help with after we've completed this program? How can I continue to serve and support you? When you begin to get clear on this information, you now are honing in not only on your target audience, which we have an episode about, I'll link it in the show notes, but you're honing in on problems that people are having that you can create the solution for. Family, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. But I am your podcast mentor, Jonathan Jones, and this is Your Podcast Mentor Show, where the premise and the focus is ultimately helping you to establish your platform so that you can profit on purpose from your podcast. Until next time, family. Peace. Peace and God bless.